5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Maybe never been more embarrassed in my entire life. Maybe never in my entire life. So if you guys weren't listening, Kristen and everybody else here at the radio station pulled off a great prank on me yesterday. I thought we were interviewing Post Malone yesterday. I mean, it was going to be exciting. We were playing beer pong. We're going to interview him while we were playing beer pong. And we were doing the interview and it was great. Abby, I thought you had incredible questions.
Thank you. It's almost like someone should pay me to do this. And they do.
Mine were well thought out and researched. I watched interview after interview. I knew the way he was going to answer even before I asked the questions. The only problem is at the very end of our interview with Post Malone, Kristen pranked me and said, "This is not Post Malone. It was a lookalike."
So, it was Temu. It was Post Malone.
That's what I've been saying all week. Pre-Malone. That it was Temu Post Malone.
Pre-Malone.
I was okay. Post Malone.
So I've got questions. I have observations. Part of the reason why I bought this thing, hook, line, and sinker, is because the woman that is running the programming side of the radio station, Leslie, was in on it. It all started really with her, and generally, they have more integrity than morning shows. I have learned a valuable lesson. She does not.
All right, so just to give you guys the history of how this started. So back in November of last year, I'm hosting an event at Georgia Safe Retirement Planners, and like it's like this, like a small intimate happy hour. And in walks Jimmy and Claudia. They are big time Burt Show P1s, right? And I'm sitting there talking to them, but I can't focus on anything because the entire time I'm looking at Jimmy, I'm like, this dude looks just like Post Malone, minus the tattoos.
Yeah, and we're gonna use just in finger quotes.
Okay. I don't know if we can because you did a 20-minute interview and thinking it was.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
But he looks very, very, very closely to Post Malone. There are similarities there for sure.
For sure.
And so I asked him, I'm like, hey, and they, because they're such huge P1s, I'm like, would you be down to do an April Fool's prank on Bert, pretending to be Post Malone, coming in and doing an interview? And without hesitation, he was like, you better believe it. So I got his information. I got Claudia's information. I stored it in the notes in my phone. Now, from November, fast forward to March. So a couple weeks ago, I'm like, I gotta make this prank happen. So I hit up Leslie, our program director. She was the first person I hit up because I have to get approval from her, and she's a very integral part to this prank. So I email our newish PD. She just started a couple months ago for our station and for our show.
And just let me add a little bit of color here also. Yeah. Kristen and I have been on top of Leslie to get more celebrity interviews. And that's in real life. Like, Kristen has sent a list to her. Like, we'd like this one, this one, this one, this one. And generally, the program director of the radio station is the one that sets those up.
So I email Leslie and I'm like, hi, I met a guy a while back. Looks just like Post Malone. Cassie can confirm. She was also there. The listeners of P1, when I suggested doing an April Fool's prank on Bert, he was totally game. He's willing to put on all the fake tattoos, coming with an entourage for a fake interview with the Bert Show. I want to see how long Bert will interview him before calling him out.
We'll never know because it would have been 4 hours.
So I go, Leslie, I would need you to submit an in-studio interview request with Post Malone, because anytime we get an interview, the request comes from the PD. I go, I would love to set up a beer pong table. I was already thinking about that in advance. I'd love to set up a beer pong table to play beer pong with him. Is everyone down for this? And Leslie didn't hesitate. Within minutes, she responded, I'm in, all caps.
So not only, okay, I got questions as we're going along.
Absolutely.
So not only did you have the beer pong idea,
yeah,
I bought into it hook, line, and sinker by suggesting in studio, like, oh, instead of doing just beer pong, let's interview him while we're doing beer pong.
You made it bigger.
Yeah.
Great idea. Okay. It was a good idea.
Excellent idea.
And you guys get all excited about it. Kristen's all excited. That sounds like a great idea. Let's go for it.
Minus one fact that we will get to in a second. Playing beer pong while also holding a microphone.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in just a second.
Yep.
So as soon as I got confirmation from Leslie, I immediately hit up. I find Jimmy's information in my phone. I hit him up. And I'm like, hey, Jimmy. Hey, Claudia. Hope you guys are doing well. I wanted to check and see if you were still game to pull off the April Fool's prank on Bert. Oh, I haven't forgotten. And that day, Jimmy hits me back. Hey, Kristen, we are 100% in. I did have a few questions, though. Were we trying to trick everyone or just Bert? How long are the interviews? And what kind of questions do you guys ask? And do people usually have an entourage or security? This sounds hilarious. If we can pull it all off, let me know if you guys have any ideas or pointers on what I should do.
So they're so into it. She's even asking logistical questions. She asked the first question that I asked when we found out if he was pranked, and I want answers now. Who knew and who did not know?
Me.
You knew.
I knew. Well, I kind of knew because I had forgotten we had had this conversation, mm-hmm. because the same night that you had hosted that event with Georgia's Safe Retirement Planners, we had talked about it and I was like, okay, cool. We moved on. And so now it's months and months later and Kristen spills the beans that Post Malone is coming into the office. And I immediately go to my family group chat because, of course, everyone is moving on with their lives, having kids and proposing to their significant others. I have to rub what's going on in my life in their face. So I'm like, you guys, Post Malone is coming into the office. And then she quickly decided to break the news that it was actually a prank that we had talked about months and months before, once everyone had left the studio and I had to walk back into the family group chat and be like, just kidding.
Mo, you did or did not know?
I had no idea. I was just as clueless as you. Not a clue.
Yeah, I didn't invite everybody else because there were so many moving parts.
Uh-huh.
Because now, like, so Leslie sends the email, and it was perfect. Leslie's, our PD, sends the email Monday of last week requesting a Post Malone interview. He's going to be in, he just happens to be in Atlanta working on a project, which he can't disclose the details on, but he'd love to come in and talk about his tour, which he is coming back to Atlanta in May for his giant stadium tour with Jelly Roll. So it was just, oh, there's so much, like, it was just so perfect.
And Fake Post even gives us, like, the little seed on why he's in Atlanta, that he's working on something on TV. So while he says that, in the back of my mind is, okay, we got scoop.
He's like, but I can't really go into detail about it. Right. Now we know why.
He was so good with his answers. Now, in all fairness, like Mo, I think, said that you figured it out about 3/4 of the way through.
No, I figured it out immediately.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but I was confused. It was a real mind F for me because I've seen Post Malone before, and I remembered him being taller, so that was the first thing that kind of threw me. I'm like, he seems a lot shorter than I remember. And then I at some point in the interview, I saw his hand, and I was trying to figure out why we weren't asking about that. And yeah, I knew it. I was sure it wasn't him.
Hold off on that because we're going to get to that in a second. So, let me try to explain this too, because like Mo is saying, this is a real mind F as it's going on. Tommy has the whole hall set up for this beer pong game, and it's really, really great. And he sets up sort of a screen so different employees of the radio station wouldn't be able to walk through the halls. So Fake Post had to walk around almost like you would try to skirt around a curtain if first class, mm-hmm. right? If you're trying to sneak up or mm-hmm. sneak back, right? So Fake Post comes in while we're already playing beer pong. We were practicing the stuff. I had the mic in hand. You guys had the mic in hand, and I'm really loose. I am really excited about doing something new. We're about to play beer pong with one of the biggest artists in the world. So I'm kind of giddy about the whole thing. Fake Post walks in, and he looked similar, but my, based on Leslie being, it never even dawned on me that it could be a prank. My mind was playing tricks on me. Like, at first I thought it was like a roadie, and I didn't want to say anything because he does look very similar, but not really.
Right.
And he was, and you got to understand, when we do these celebrity interviews, I exhaust myself on research, where I go and I will watch a dozen interviews. By the time the celebrity gets in here, I feel like I am that celebrity. Like, I can answer the questions for them. I know their tone. They've been asked everything. And then I think of questions that just play off of existing answers he's had.
You're a great interviewer.
Because I do a lot of research.
Uh-huh.
So when he came in and he didn't look like he did on 60 Minutes 8 weeks ago, I was a little bit like, can you... And I don't want to insult Jimmy. He's a little bit heavier than Post Malone in 60 Minutes. And that's kind of a big storyline with Post, is how much weight he's lost. He also didn't have his grill yesterday. And while he does look like Post Malone, he's a little paler than Post. Okay? So when I saw him for the very first time, I was my mind was playing tricks on me. Like, oh gosh. Like, what's happened the last 8 weeks?
Listen, I'm going to be honest. Immediately when I saw him, my first thought was, that's not Post Malone. But then when y'all started taking everything so seriously and really treating him as Post Malone, in my mind, I was like, damn, he got to stop with the drugs, man. Like,
you were thinking that?
Yes, I was thinking like, yo, them drugs really got Post out here doing bad.
And you also have to remember that the stakes are too high in an interview like this. So any micro red flag I have, you can't call it out.
You buried it. You buried it.
You bury it, because if you do and you're wrong, that's going to be the most insulting thing. Like, hey, Post, you don't look like yourself.
Right.
And if it is Post Malone, what an insult. So any micro red flag that I had, and there were a couple of there, I just talked myself out of it. Like, the tattoos he had looked a little bit too fresh, like he had them that morning. And I noticed the one on his hand was super black.
Yeah.
And as a guy that gets tattoos, I'm like, that looks like the, like, he just got it done.
He just took it.
Tattoos towards the end started rubbing off.
It was flaking, like it was face dandruff. Yes.
And I'm like, how did none of us?
Especially Bert, because you were right next to him the whole time. I'm like, how you didn't see the tattoo peeling off his eye, it running down his face?
It was on the right side or the left side of his face?
I think it was on the left side. Yeah, it was on the left side.
So let's talk about the left side here, because this is what makes it even more, makes me feel even more foolish.
All right, well, I'm looking at the time. I'm going to let you decide. Do we want to take, because we need to start, we need to get to the morning of, because a lot of stuff went down that you don't know leading up to getting fake Post Malone in here and beginning the interview.
Oh my God, it's the most humiliating day I've ever had in my life.
All right, so let's just say this. We'll go ahead and tease and let everybody know. So there is one glaring difference between our Burt Show P1 Jimmy and Post Malone, and that is Jimmy does not have a left hand.
Yeah.
Jimmy has a nub for a left arm. So we will explain how we got past that. And Burt still thought it was Post Malone.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I'm embarrassed to be me today, and I was even more embarrassed to be me yesterday. If you haven't been listening to the last hour of the show, these guys pulled off the best prank on me in my life, where I thought we were interviewing Post Malone. We were playing beer pong with Post Malone. It turned out to be a somewhat lookalike to Post Malone. But they, look, I am not making any excuses. I bought it hook, line, and sinker. There I was 20 minutes in when we all gather around after our interview. Great interview with Post Malone when Kristen says, April Fools. And I just looked at the video and I'm looking confused at why this is an April Fool's Day joke, and I'll tell you why I reacted the way I did in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But do we want to stick with Jimmy first?
Yes.
And what makes him definitely not Post Malone, the most glaring characteristic, or do we want to go in a different order?
No, I think that's what we need to do. Okay. So Jimmy doesn't have a left hand.
Fake Post.
Yeah.
Fake Post Malone doesn't have a left hand.
Nope. And I knew this, when I met him back in November, right? But he is very incognito. Like, I talked to him for almost an hour at the Georgia Safe Retirement Planners event, and it wasn't until then that I noticed that he did not have a left hand. He's got a nub arm.
And so yesterday.
Oh, well, hold on. Let me start with this first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got to play the hand thing out because it's an important part of my defense.
So listen, we have done so much prep work, right? Leslie, our PD, had emailed Bert has bought this hook, line, and sinker. He's been emailing, making sure that we are prepared for Post Malone.
Remember when I gave the advice to Abby and Mo in studio yesterday? I'm like, look, here's the deal when it comes to celebrity interviews, you guys. You have to wait till the very end to ask them questions about what they want. Now, he wants us to talk about the concert, so we're going to save that for the very end. Because if you give a celebrity what they want in the beginning, there's no motivation for them to continue the interview in authentic way. You guys bought it, hook, line, and sinker. That is part of the celebrity format for me.
Mm-hmm. Bert is literally playing Post Malone's music from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
in studio.
Yesterday, all morning long.
I worked out to Post Malone's music the day before.
Oh my God.
All of the albums, man. They were on shuffle.
So, you know, this could not have gone any more beautifully, but now I'm getting in my head because I'm like, so many hours, man hours, pre-planning, prepping, but like the actual execution of this on air, like the exposing that this is an April Fool's prank. I want to make sure, yeah, this is a great prank, but I also want really good radio, right? And so I'm getting nervous. This has been the longest week ever. And so
I even called you out in the middle of the show yesterday.
I know. And so Bert calls me out. It's like, is everything okay? He's like, it's just a lot of personal stuff. It's been a busy week. Just a lot of stuff with Jimmy.
Were you emailing about the bit? Because while we're doing the show, like we have a rule here. Like when the mics are on, that's essentially our football play. Mm-hmm. Like that's the snap and everybody's focusing on what's being said. And Kristen was like a big offender. I was like getting pissed yesterday during the show because I'm like, she's not paying attention. What the hell is going on?
I wasn't paying attention because I was consumed with this April Fool's prank.
So she walks in studio one time and I'm like, you okay today? To try to get her to focus back.
Yeah. So the night before the prank, I emailed Jimmy and Claudia again. And I was like, hey, checking in. We've done a great job prepping. But I want to think how we'd like to play this out on air. Maybe Bert calls us out in the beginning, but if he doesn't, any ideas on the best way to break the news, this is an April Fool's joke. Because I'm like, so how? All right, we did it. And if he doesn't call us out, which is exactly what happened yesterday, we went the 20 minutes of the interview and Bert never said anything. So like, how are we going to do this?
Part of the reason why maybe I didn't know it was an April Fool's Day joke is because it happened on March 27th.
Yeah, guess what? You're not here April 1st. So Claudia, Jimmy's girlfriend, hit me up yesterday morning. So this is what's going on during the show. And she's like, just an idea. if at the end Bert doesn't call us out, what if Kristen has a code worker, a code word she would say that let people know the truth from the studio, gather around Jimmy, and on a count of three, everyone yells April Fools as Jimmy exposes the nub, his missing hand. Now listen, having met him and knowing this, I did want to use the nub, but I thought that was very insensitive of me to be like, hey, you want to break the news by showing off your nub? That just didn't seem right. But coming from Claudia, I'm like, we have the go ahead. We can do this. So I hit her back and I'm like, that's perfect. We're going with the nub. Then I sent them my questions. I was emailing them my questions yesterday morning, so he knew like what to prepare.
So good, because he was so prepared in every one of his answers. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So the nub is going to be the way we reveal to Bert that this is an April Fool's prank. So as soon as Claudia sends the nub email, Tommy calls me into his studio and he goes, is there something you'd like to tell me?
Yeah, so 7:37 a.m. This is when we get this email. I'm on the email that Kristen just read from Claudia. And the end of it, again, said, as Jimmy exposes his nub, and in parentheses, missing hand. And I was like, what? I was like, I've been talking to these people. I've been talking to Kristen. Nobody has mentioned this up to this point. And he's supposed to be here in like 2.5 hours.
It didn't seem like pertinent information.
I almost texted her back and said, what do you mean nub? But I thought that was insensitive. So I called Kristen in and I go, Kristen, is there something you want to tell me? And she goes, oh, yeah, he's got a nub. And I was like, Kristen, he's going to hold a microphone and you're asking him to play beer pong.
Which, by the way, you had a great out beforehand, because when you were telling me the format of what we're going to do, you were saying it was a handheld. And I was thinking, why don't we just do like the headsets?
No. Would have made more sense.
Yeah, it would have made more sense, right?
Those sound like crap.
So this dude comes in, fake post comes in here, and the way that we're set up, it's me on the right side, and fake post is on the left of me. And I do notice that his left hand is in his green vest the entire time. Anytime he wants to shoot the ping pong ball,
yep. Mm-hmm.
He puts the mic under his left arm, never exposing his hand, mm-hmm. And he shoots, which I did notice during the game, right? But I just, what am I going to do? What are you going to do, call him out for that? And if it is Post Malone, which I really thought it was, it was going to be uncomfortable for me to go, hey, why aren't you using your left hand? So I noticed it. But of course, when you think that it's the real guy, mm-hmm. You're so afraid of offending a big time celebrity, you have to be very careful about it.
Yeah, it was a moment when I just was literally standing there thinking, like, what is happening in life right now? Because I noticed his hand was in his pocket. Like, after about 5 minutes of it, I was like, okay, that's awkward. Like, why would he not take his, like, he's gonna have a gun on him? Like, what is, does he not feel safe around us? Like, what is this? And then when he went to adjust the mic at some point, he accidentally, mm-hmm. I don't think anyone else saw it.
I did.
But
I did
because I looked at your face. Because again, Bert and Mo were the only ones who weren't in the know that we had Timu Post Malone coming in, okay? So when that happened, I immediately looked at Mo's face when the nub accidentally got exposed. But again, you were on the other side of him, so you never saw.
Right.
But the nub comes out of that green puffer vest for a second as he's scrambling to get the ping pong ball and hold on to the microphone. I feel so bad for putting him in that position. I looked at Mo's face, and Mo was like, what the is going on?
I'm like, yo, I know I miss the news sometimes because I'm not on social media. But like, when did Post Malone lose his hand? And why are we like just acting like this is not happening? Are you not going to ask him about it? Like, what's going on?
You guys are in the hallway. Me and Claudia are watching through. We could hear everything through the speakers in here. We're watching through the glass at you guys in the hallway. And she goes, oh my God, I think Mo just saw the nub. And I said, are you serious? And I kept looking at Mo's face, and I could just see it washing over Mo's face.
Because I'm like, this will be so embarrassing if I bring that up
And then, like, everybody's like, oh, he wasn't supposed to talk. I'm like, maybe I missed it in the notes. We're not supposed to bring it up, so I didn't know what to do.
Because just by the chance that it really might be Post Malone, right? Even though you're sort of playing a mind game with yourself.
Exactly.
Like, this can't be reality because this is the real guy because I trust everybody that has put this thing together, right?
Yeah. Okay, so as we gear up to the exposing the April Fool's prank, which there is another story within that, but bear with me. So I told Tommy to tell you guys 15 minutes. He's got a tight schedule because he's in Atlanta to do something. He's got to get in and out. So we're doing this interview, and I mean, it's just rolling. Everybody's got great questions. Jimmy is answering them as Post Malone beautifully.
Really,
I mean, 5 stars, did his homework, did such a great job. We're going to have him on Monday, by the way, to get his perspective of this.
Really starts to lighten up at the end of the interview. Like, I felt Post was tight in the beginning, like, and then I started thinking to myself, oh, you know what, we've had other celebrities in here where I see interviews and they're really, really loose and having a good time, but maybe in real life, and you know, maybe it's early and he's just being shy, but then towards the end, he's loosening up and I'm taking some pride in it. All right, this dude is really feeling this interview now, man. We are in with Post Malone, and you can feel that in interviews sometimes.
So, a reminder, again, this is fake Post Malone. If real Post Malone had been there, we would have had a record rep, we would have had an assistant, blah, 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 because there's always, always somebody there on behalf of this celebrity telling us to wrap it up. Like, you got 5 minutes, you got 2 minutes, wrap it up. And so, we don't have that person. Because it's not the real Post Malone.
But you have a curtain up, so I don't even know if there were staff or not.
And we also, I planted that seed that they were in the green room because it was a tight space, blah, blah, blah. So we're sitting there. 10 minutes passes, 15 minutes passes. We are now at 20 minutes.
Because whenever Tommy tells me that, look, you guys have a time limit of 10 minutes, he and I sort of have an unsaid rule that he has to tell me that to please the record people, but he also knows I'm going longer than 10 minutes. If it's rolling, I could go 15 minutes, and he'll stand in the back and he'll give me the, okay, wrap it up. But he's really doing that for the press people, not for me.
So when I turned around and I peeked my head behind our curtain, I kept telling Tommy, somebody needs to wrap this up. This is going to be the never-ending interview.
It was going so well.
It really was. Like, Post was awesome.
I go, I did not prepare that many questions because it's not the real Post Malone.
I did. I had them all ready to go. So, okay, the last thing about the stub here, because you're going to see a video where Kristen says, April Fools, and I think you did too. Did you get in on the April Fools? Did you say it?
I was sitting there still trying to figure out what was going on.
Okay.
You did.
So, yeah. So, let me explain. So, they say April Fools, and I'm following Kristen's lead, and I turn to the camera and say April Fools also, not knowing what I'm saying. But then I see fake Post's nub, right? Mm-hmm. So, in my mind, I have a million things racing. I thought the real Post Malone put this fake prosthetic on as a joke. And all I could think of is this is a really bad joke. Like, you ever seen that Saturday Night Live skit where she's got the little hand and the big forehead? So it was all making perfect sense on why he was hiding the left arm. So the April Fool's Day joke was Post wearing this fake looking hand. And then I got it. Oh, that's funny. But then I also thought, again, a million things are going through your mind. He's going to get so much crap about this.
And we have a nonprofit with kids. Yeah. Also had missing limbs.
And it was only when Kristen said, because I still was...
I still didn't know the joke was on you.
I didn't realize you didn't know about that.
I still didn't know. I'm like, so this isn't Post.
So I literally, and I could tell the way Bert was talking, I'm like, oh my God, he still thinks this is Post Malone and that Post Malone has a fake prosthetic on to look like a nub. So I literally have to grab Bert and be like, Bert, this is Jimmy. He's a first show listener. He's pretending to be Post Malone. And then Bert looks at me, and I'm not going to lie, I felt a little bit bad. Bert looks at me and he goes, so Post Malone's not coming?
I was really upset.
And I was like, like, this is going to go one of two ways. He's either going to be really, really mad or he's going to find this funny.
You're going to be really excited. We've got Lady Goo Goo next week.
I also, yesterday was laughing about it when it happened because I thought it was a really fantastic prank, right? And then sometime around 5 o'clock last night, I started feeling so stupid and so anxious. Like, I almost want to call these guys up and call off, like, that we're going to do this on the air because I feel so stupid about the whole thing. So,
but we did it!
You did it. All right, if you're just tuning in, the whole thing and the video, everything is going to be online later on today.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Man, it really sure sounds good on paper. The old cliche, hey, it's a compliment. When there are guys that are hitting on your woman, it's because she's desirable. You should take that as a compliment. Yeah, you should, but it's very hard to take the high road in a situation like that, and our producer, Messy Mike, is feeling that right now.
Yeah, man, there's people chasing my girlfriend. What's going on out there?
Well,
they know I'm going
they
steady.
They see what you see.
They know I'm going steady.
What are you going to do about it? You going to fight them?
But no. Isn't there bro code? Like, if you know a woman's taken, why are you going to, like, slip into her DMs?
That's for your bros, but every guy ain't
your bro. Oh, that's bro code, not guy code.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So you got that ring on the finger, and even after that,
Fair game.
Just because there's a goalie don't mean you can't score.
What are you on their side?
Who's sliding into your girl's DMs?
Well, first, there's a guy that she works with.
Ooh,
and he's been cool. Like, I've met him before. He's fine. He, though, has started sending her memes at weird hours.
Oh, no.
You can't send my girlfriend a meme. What do you think you're doing? What, are you trying to make her laugh?
Yeah. Nowadays, that's like second base.
It is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I get second base with your girlfriend all the time.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I send her
me
a lot
too.
Of memes.
We got a group full of second base.
I endorse it. That's good.
But I'll tell you a serious one, though. This guy, he went to high school with her. We ran into him in Midtown the other day, talked for a second. This guy, he's out. He's off his rocker. This is crazy. All right. So
this is crazy.
You won't believe it.
You're not going to believe this.
As seen on TV.
His first message, you messed up the balance by leaving. We were at a bar.
Wait, what? Okay. All right.
So I love that she's showing you all of these.
Yeah. No, I like to respond sometimes.
See, these are the ways that guys are, even in the smallest ways, try to get in. Just the any kind of connection at all. There was no reason for him to do that.
All right.
That's a flirtatious, like, here I am.
He 1,000%. Sends her a big string of memes, not memes, emojis, which don't do that. I'm just going to skip right ahead. I hope I see you tomorrow. Hey, man, what's going on tomorrow? What's happening tomorrow? He sends an invite. He created this little graphic here. 26th birthday, March 15th from 6 to 12. It looks terrible. I'm of the thought this guy created this graphic
just for your girl.
She's going to go to the party, and it's just going to be him there.
Is this his birthday?
That's what he says. Okay. I don't believe it.
Allegedly, it's his birthday.
Yeah, I need it. Stay away from this guy.
No, all right, so, no plus ones allowed? Does it say that on this? So
no
can't
plus ones.
Girls right. only party.
I'm yeah. going to read you the craziest part of this. Good morning, honey eyes. Just thinking about how Hufflepuffs like us always see the best in people.
Insult a Hufflepuff?
But no, you deserve to be seen the way you see others. Hope your day treats you right.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What is going on?
Okay, so I got questions here, man. Not to turn this serious, but what is she doing about it? And what are you doing about it?
See, she wants to block him. I like seeing how crazy he can get, so I won't let her block him. I want to respond just for fun to see how far this guy will go, but that's probably not a good idea. So just don't block him. Let him keep typing. It's been a string of like 4 days of him sending messages.
Nah,
now,
that Hufflepuff is trying to slither in. We gotta block this guy. Points for Gryffindor.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I have been dying to share this video with you guys because I think it is so perfect for those of you that have been trying to quote unquote lose weight, right? And you start your quote unquote diets and then you stop for one day and then you start beating yourself up and then you forget all of the gains that you made over the course of the last couple of weeks and last couple of months and think, oh, now I got to start all over again. Instead of thinking, it's just one day. It's really not a big deal. And you've been focusing on weight. And this video that I saw online, I wanted to share to you guys that are in that particular place to maybe it'll be the springboard so you could tweak your mentality a little bit to do something a little healthier than focus on your weight. And this one comes from Instagram, Leah Hope Health.
I spent most of my life obese, so I became comfortable in my discomfort. But 3 years ago today, I hit my rock bottom. I went to Disneyland with my sister, brother-in-law, and my nephew, who is one of my favorite people in the world. I knew it would be challenging because I was nearly 400 pounds at the time, but I didn't want to miss out on this experience with him. Within a few hours, my feet hurt, my back was sore, and I had a migraine. I spent most of the day sitting on benches while they rode the rides because even standing in line was too much for my body. That night, I realized I couldn't keep living like this. I had a vision for my future, but the path I was on was only pulling me farther from it. I used to chase quick fixes because I wanted to change my body more than I wanted to change my life. But this time, I prioritized gaining health over losing weight. I shifted my focus from looking different to feeling different. This time, it wasn't about chasing a smaller body. It was about living a bigger life. My life has drastically changed for the better in 3 years. And not only have those years of investing in myself transformed my present, but they've completely altered my future. It's not too late. You deserve to live the life you've been dreaming of. There is so much waiting for you on the other side of your comfort zone. Bet on yourself. Invest in your potential. You have no idea what you are capable of.
Ooh, I like that. So it's deep. Really like just tweaking the priorities.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think most people are like, if I lose the weight, then I'll be healthy. And that may or may not be true. But if you get healthy, then the weight probably will come off, right? So just focusing on the wrong thing. And when you start to focus on the health part of it, then you realize the benefits of being able to hang out with your kid and walk without being winded. And the weight will come off.
You know, it's... So I haven't talked about this really on all air at all, but I made some of those changes this year and I did focus on wanting to hurt less. And so I changed a bunch of stuff but also keep up with my kids and other stuff from my doctors coming down the line. My mom, her health is failing. And even though working out can't prevent against cancer, it struck a chord within me. And so instead of focusing on the weight, I did just focus on strength training and then eating more vegetables. I'm like, those are the two things. I'm still going to eat the fun stuff. You know, I'm going to do it slowly. And I have lost like over 10 pounds. And I feel the way I feel so much better is insane. But the nice thing is there's never any guilt attached to it because I'm not trying to lose weight. I'm trying to get healthy. And so if I like eat a Cadbury egg or binge on some pizza, like there's no part of me that's like, you failed, you're not going to lose the weight, because that's not the goal.
Right.
And it really does change the way you approach it and how you feel about yourself.
And I want to repeat that line because I found it so profound that I shared the other day, is that when you're healthy, you have 1,000 problems. When you're unhealthy, you have one.
And that's your health.
And that's your health, right? So that said, Kristen has certainly pivoted, and she has been focusing much more on her health, and she's dragging one of you guys in with her.
I did, and I have, and I wanted to get an update, and I wanted you guys to learn a little more about Elizabeth, who is my soulmate.
Hello? Do you want to be my soulmate? Come on, let's go and lift. We have no muscles anymore. We will be sore. It's time to make the shift. You'll be my spotting buddy, and I'll be yours. We'll bench press to the sky. Do you wanna be my soulmate? You'll forever be my soulmate.
Let's do this, Kristen.
Okay, hi.
Dork. I know I'm a dork and I love it. All right. So you guys might remember a little while ago, we had a contest on the Burt Show and it was to be my soulmate. Burt got tired of me just, let's be honest, bitching and moaning about having to get into a gym and having to do strength training, because my my nurse practitioner at Stat Wellness was like, strength training is very important for you, and this is something we need to work on.
That's not the thing that was bothering me.
What?
The thing that was bothering me was you complaining about it over and over again and then saying you were going to do something about it and not doing something about it.
That is accurate.
Okay.
but then Bert put me on the spot and I am now doing something about it. So I... Simply Buckhead, Joanne from Simply Buckhead came in here, gave me a beautiful offer of working out at her gym, Pinnacle Fitness, with a private trainer, nutritional advice, consultations, body scans, the whole shebang, right? And I was very, very grateful for that opportunity, but I also recognize that I'm in a place where if I wanted to, I could have provided that for myself. So I wanted to make sure I provided that for a Burt Show listener who otherwise wouldn't have been able to do so. And then that's where Elizabeth comes in. So Elizabeth was the winner of Kristen's Swolemate. She is officially my Swolemate till the end of time. And I just wanted to have Elizabeth on because she has gone to Pinnacle Fitness for her consultation and her body scan. She was supposed to be in studio today, but woke up, one of her kids was sick, thus is life. And so she is calling us from home. And so, Elizabeth, I just wanted to really introduce you to the Burt Show fam. I wanted to hear how your journey with Jamie over at Pinnacle Fitness is going. And I really wanted to delve into why you want this and why you need this.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me and for being understanding about everything today. I'm so excited to talk to y'all.
Oh, no, absolutely. And I saw when you went to Pinnacle Fitness that you actually brought your youngest in tow with you for your consultation.
He gave me permission. I appreciate that. So much of what I've appreciated about this is y'all recognizing the reality of when people say, you got to make time for self-care and all these things, that like what comes with that sometimes is... And Jamie and Kristen at Pinnacle Fitness were so kind and were like, yeah, this is, and I haven't brought her for the workouts, but for my consult, they were like, it's not a big deal. She sat in the stroller. They were wonderful. And just not feeling like a burden or a thorn in anyone's side is really nice.
So when you like signed up, why is starting your fitness journey and being in your fitness era so important?
So much of what y'all have said, and it has been in my mind. I know I need to do this. I am 42. I feel like perimenopause is this like myth that no one told any of us about. Like, rage. I thought I would get a hot flash when I was 50. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh no, and you shrink and your bones are going to, you know, and I'm really lucky to have had all the pregnancies I've had. But it takes a toll. And so I know that weight training is something I should do. I haven't done it. Part of our consult was, you know, talking about your history, and he asked about weight training I had done. And I don't, like, in my head, bench pressing is something that you do when you're like in high school and trying out for a football team, not something, you know, that 42-year-old women do, but I know I need to. And so I was just really excited to have a motivator, putting myself first is not something I'm great at. So having a radio host tell me to put myself first. It's very helpful. I don't know. I don't know what a therapist would say about that, but it was helpful just to have a kick in the pants to do it.
And you do have 5 kids, so I know you're getting pulled in like a million different directions.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of it. I know it's a privilege to age. I know that, and I'm really lucky too, but I want to, you know, our oldest is 14 and we're able to run around and we play basketball every night and we go to Six Flags, and I want to be able to do that with my 2-year-old, and I want to be able to do it with grandkids one day, and I want to, you know, not be getting hurt every time I, you know, sneeze funny, or I know all that's part of it, but I want to, you know, I want to be able to be the strongest me that I can be. And so this is where we are.
I love that. And this is officially my swole mate, Elizabeth. And I'm going to text you some more, and hopefully we can find a way for us to get into the gym at the same time so we can do a workout together.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hey, and it starts with the first step, Elizabeth, so congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. That was it. And Jamie's so awesome. Thank you for sharing him.
You're welcome.
It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.